I was driving along the Savi River on my way to a crossing, which I knew of, when I came across him. He sat at his desk in a clearing under a giant sausage tree. His table was clearly self-made. It was a bit rickety, but it was there. I couldn't guess how far and from where the two plastic chairs he had come. They were quite bush-ravaged. There was a little footpath leading away, and I surmised that led to his dwelling some way back among the trees towards the river. But there was a thatched structure, a little flimsy, close by, and I guess that was for when it rained during office hours. Anyway, I simply had to stop to meet him. He must have been well aware of my approach. My vehicle made some noise and I came quite a long way along a little sandy track. But he didn't look up when I stopped and walked up to him. It was only once I stood right in front of him that he slowly lifted his eyes. He was quite young still, I guess, 30-ish or early 30s, but he wore glasses and the light reflected off the lenses so I couldn't see his eyes. But he seemed to say, "Yes, and what can I do for you?" I had to suppress a smile at his officious and somewhat aloof manner. He was clearly very aware of his status, and he demanded that people coming to see him show the appropriate demeanor. Maybe he was just a little bit threatened by my appearance. Anyway, fair enough, I thought. He spoke English, of course, but I wanted to find out what he was doing under the tree there so alone, sitting at the table. Now, I couldn't really ask him directly in the Western way. That wouldn't work. So it was a roundabout process. It started with the greeting. This was very formal. Then I remarked about the heat, and he hardly gave any reaction. Then I explained that I was going to cross the Savi, and that was simply a nod. And then I said, "Well, you have a very nice place to sit here under the tree." Hardly a pull of the face. Then I said, "But you have many papers. Are you studying?" He drew his hand down his cheeks and pushed out his lower lips and shook his head. He was as unhurried and grave as a senior judge addressing his court. It was actually quite a painful journey to figure out that he is a writer of letters and requests, an interpreter of missives and directives, and a filler-in of applications and submissions. Now that is quite a title. He's probably well known and much talked about among the pastoral people that live in this world. And they would trickle out of the surrounding bush to seek his services, either by bicycle or by ox cart or on foot. But there couldn't have been too many, because there was only one chair at the desk, and there were lots of untrodden leaves scattered around his little clearing. Now, I tried to figure out his office hours. This was somewhat unclear. Something like once per day, perhaps, or maybe once per week. Now, of course, his customers would likely have to simply wait, which they would do with endless patience, even for more than a day. I was just lucky to find him there and able to see me directly. Now, this was the very edge of the middle world. It was actually just the fingers of it stretching north to this crossing I was heading to over the Savi. If I headed east or west along the river, I would be in complete wilderness within some 20 kilometers. I knew that from earlier wanderings in the area. Yeah, so the middle world, it is spiced with all manner of the most surprising idiosyncrasies, like this writer in his office. I waved to him as I pulled off. He just inclined his head. And I thought, isn't Africa just endlessly splendid?